The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has taken the next big step toward cleaning up the Portland Harbor Superfund site. Cassandra Profita reports.
Before dozens of public agencies and private companies can start cleaning up contamination at Portland Harbor, they need to know exactly what they're cleaning up. A new agreement sets the plans for testing pollution along a 10-mile stretch of the Willamette River. That'll help all the parties involved in the cleanup figure out who's going to pay for what. Four companies took the lead: Schnitzer Steel, Evraz, the Marine Group, and Arkema. Those names and the negotiations were confidential, and critics say the public shouldn't have been left out. Sarah Greenfield is with the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. She says the plans fall short.
We're really excited that we're going to be getting a big chunk of data, which is going to be really important, but it's not all the data that we need.
The plans include testing soil, water, and fish tissue for contaminants. DEQ is hoping for more testing of soil and additional fish. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.